Oh, good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me once again into your home on this beautiful Monday morning for this episode of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we'll be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 through 15, where the Apostle Paul speaks against the false apostles who have been boasting about their work among the Corinthians. Paul reminds them that he did not ask to be paid while he was teaching and preaching among them, but that he had to rely on monetary gifts from other churches while he was in Corinth. And so let's begin reading God's saving word for us. Beginning this week is spiritual renewal, so let's go ahead and begin. Paul and the false apostles. I wish that you would tolerate me, even though when I'm a little bit foolish. Please do. I'm jealous for you, just as God is. You are like a pure virgin whom I have promised in marriage to one man only, Christ himself. I'm afraid that your minds will be corrupted and that you will abandon your full and pure devotion to Christ in the same way that Eve was deceived by the snake's clever lies. For you gladly tolerate anyone who comes to you and preaches a different Jesus, not the one that we preached. And you accept a spirit and a gospel completely different from the spirit and the gospel that you received from us. I do not think that I am the least bit inferior to these very special so-called apostles of yours. Perhaps I'm an amateur in speaking, but certainly not in knowledge. We have made this clear to you at all times and in all conditions. I did not charge you a thing when I preached the good news of God to you. I humbled myself in order to make you important. Was that wrong of me? While I was working among you, I was paid by other churches. I was robbing them, so to speak, in order to help you. And during the time I was with you, I did not bother you for help when I needed money. The believers who came from Macedonia brought me everything I needed. As in the past, so in the future, I will never be a burden to you. But Christ's truth in me, I promise that this boast of mine will not be silenced anywhere in all of Achaia. Do I say this because I don't love you? God knows that I love you, and I will go on doing what I'm doing now in order to keep those other apostles from having any reason for boasting and saying that they work in the same way we do. Those men are not true apostles. They are false apostles who lie about their work and disguise themselves to look like real apostles of Christ. Well, no wonder even Satan can disguise himself to look like an angel of light. So it is no great thing if his servants disguise themselves to look like servants of righteousness. In the end, they will get exactly what their actions deserve. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2, where Paul writes, "You are like a pure virgin whom I have promised in marriage to one man only, Christ himself." Oh, beloved, you may not realize this, but you know, Paul and the apostles that we read about in the Bible weren't the only ones out and about sharing the news of Jesus Christ. Just as today, there were people that came up with their own ideas about Jesus. They came up with, you know, their own, different gospels and what Jesus wanted and, you know, what real Christianity is about. All of these things. And then they would turn around and criticize the Apostle Paul because, you know, he didn't drive around in a nice car. He didn't wear the latest, you know, clothing and the best accessories and all of that. No, he came poor and destitute. He didn't require a thing from the church in Corinth. All the other churches were pitching in to help with the financial needs that Paul had while he was there in Corinth teaching them the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, just like in Paul's day, there are false apostles, false ministers out there. You can turn on the TV set on any Sunday morning or late night television, and you'll find these guys peddling their own brand of Christianity. And, brethren, it's important for us to realize, to be able to see through all the facade, to see through all the glitter and glamour, and look at what is real, what is being taught here. Does the real Christ that some of these television evangelists preach about, does he look in any way like the Christ that we read about in the New Testament Gospels? Not in the least. So beware of who you listen to, who you let speak into your life. Remember, God has anointed his word into our lives so that we can know what his good will is in our lives. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray. Holy God, help me to grow in faith and in knowledge of you. Clothe me with your spiritual armor so that I am able to reject and dispel any false teaching that I may hear. And surround me with your steadfast love and care. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning when we'll be in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 16 through 33, when the Apostle Paul describes his sufferings as an apostle of the Lord. Until tomorrow, then, may God keep you in his perfect peace. Amen.